And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of April, 2012. It's the birthday of Thomas Hobbes, Westport, Wiltshire, England, 1588, who witnessed a chaotic time in English politics, two civil wars, the execution of the king. He wrote his most famous book, Leviathan, in the midst of it, in which he argues that people need a strong central authority to keep them from collapsing into war and chaos, a world with no arts, no letters, no society, and which is, worst of all, continual fear and danger of violent death, and the life of man solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. He believed that because we don't share the same ideas about what's right and wrong, we need a sovereign to enforce a set of laws. It's the birthday of the poet Algernon Charles Swinburne, London, 1837, born to the aristocracy, so he never had to work for a living, which gave him the freedom to be outrageous. He had wild red hair, he drank to excess, he screamed his poetry aloud while he was skipping around the room, and he wandered around Oxford at night screaming blasphemies, wrote poems about sex and sadomasochism and vampires, which shocked the Victorians and which nobody has read ever since. It's the birthday of the father of antiseptic medicine, Joseph Lister, born in Upton, England, 1827. He was a surgeon at the Glasgow Royal Infirmary, where about half of all patients in surgery died later of what was called ward fever. The prevailing theory of infection was that it was caused by miasma, or bad air. But Lister thought that infection might be caused by an invisible dust like pollen, so he experimented with using carbolic acid to clean wounds, and he required his surgeons to wash their hands before and after surgery, which was completely new at the time, and the mortality rate in his ward dropped to 15%, and a couple years later, down to 5%. And it's the birthday of Robert Bloch, born Chicago, 1917, the novelist who created the psychopathic killer Norman Bates in his novel Psycho, which Alfred Hitchcock made into a famous movie. Robert Bloch, who liked to use comedy in his stories, he said, "Comedy and horror are opposite sides of the same coin. I have the heart of a child. I keep it in a jar on my shelf." Here's a poem for today by Gary Young, entitled Shadows Passed Over the Mesa. Shadows passed over the mesa, and I saw six eagles sail across the valley. They rode thermals until they were almost out of sight, then dove and swung back in circles over my head. The air seemed insufficient to their size. One eagle is enough to fill the sky. Two of the birds veered toward another, and when they met, shook their open beaks and tumbled for a moment before swinging back into an easy glide. They made graceful, abrupt turns, and when they did, the sun hit their backs like a mirror and reflected a fierce copper flash. The sky behind them was so severe that spots of white light began to dance in my field of vision. I don't think I could have watched them any longer if they'd stayed, but they drifted off with no other purpose, it seemed, than to fly. A poem titled Shadows Passed Over the Mesa by Gary Young, from Even So, New and Selected Poems, published by White Pine Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.